And welcome to Winter Stories, a project of the Department of English at Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota, the forum of Fargo-Moorhead newspaper and StoryCorps. Winter Stories is an oral history project, a growing archive of stories about life during our most challenging season, winter on the Northern Plains. If you have a winter story, large or small, funny or tough, we hope you'll get in touch. Just send an email to winterstories@cord.edu and we'll set up a recording time. Every story is important.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Winter Stories. My name is Scott Olson, and today we're talking with Prashansa Maharjan. Prashansa is actually a resident of Kathmandu, Nepal, but for several years was a student here in Fargo-Moorhead and then worked for Forum Communications. Prashansa, you have a really, really compelling winter, a series of winter stories. Tell me the first one. Tell me about sledding.
Okay. So, you know, sledding is something for any typical person you do when you're a child. It's something you do when you're probably 5, 6. It's a children's activity, right?
Right.
But picture a 5'1" grown 21-year-old adult who is legally allowed to consume alcohol, sledding for the very first time in Minnesota. It wasn't technically a hill, it was the backyard of my friend's parents' house. So it was more of just like a little stoop. Mm-hmm. It just went a little down. But I was just so excited. We were at her house. It was not planned or anything, but I just mentioned, I saw sleds in her parents' garage. And so I was like, oh, I've never sled in my life. And my friends were like, what? No, that is not true. I was like, yeah, I've never sled. I've never done it. They're like, do you want to? I was like, sure. Is it scary? They're like, no, it's very fun. It's like, okay, sounds good. So I just stack on these sweatshirts. I'm wearing like 4 layers now. I refuse to wear a jacket, but I'm wearing 4 sweatshirts. So I look like a giant snowman. And then I have like these UGG boots on and I'm just like wearing hats and scarves and I'm just ready. So I was like, okay. And my friends, it's one of those saucer sleds. Mm-hmm. So they just, you know, they tell me, okay, Prashansa, sit crisscross applesauce. I was like, okay. So I just sit, cross my legs, and I'm just sitting there very confused as to what is going to happen and very scared. And so my, you know, friends start recording me and they're like, okay. And they just push me down and I start screaming like it was the end of the world. My legs were flying. My body is flying. I was just all over. And they started, and it was literally just maybe 5 seconds long, but to me, it felt so much longer and it was very, very fun. I enjoyed it a lot. My friends got a good laugh out of it.
Did you do it again?
Yes. I did it thrice until my friends lost patience with me and it was amazing. I did not do it properly at all because every time just went like it would start, I would just throw my feet up in the air and just start screaming and yelling and causing a scene, and neighbors were coming out and like watching like what is going on. So it was a little, it was embarrassing in hindsight, but it was very fun. And yeah, it was great.
That's fantastic. Now, of course, you have another motion story as well, and that's avoiding an auto accident.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, we just talked about something exciting, which was great. But one thing was, I feel like I keep sharing embarrassing things about myself, but that's fine. But 21, and I did not know how to drive. I still don't know how to drive, but so I was always at the mercy of my friends. And so Moorhead was having a full-blown snowstorm, and my friend and I decided that, hey, this is a good time to go thrift shopping, because why not? I think it was around Halloween, so we had to go get our costumes. So we were like, okay, let's go to Savers. And so we're on the highway, I-94. just trying to get towards West Acres. That's where Savers is. If there are any locals, you'll know what exactly I'm talking about. And so we go the wrong way. So we have to take an exit and go like around. And so I'm already nervous because this friend of mine is already a little bit of a reckless driver, but you know, I can't drive. So I can't say anything. I'm not going to pass judgment to someone who can't drive. So it's already, the visibility is terrible. You can see cars that have gone into snowbanks, just typical Minnesota snowstorm situation on the highway. And so we're panicking because we can't see properly. GPS keeps yelling at us, you know, the Google voice is just like, turn right, turn right, turn right. And we're just like, okay, I don't know what to do anymore. And so we're trying to go through make the turn. And then my friend didn't notice that the light had turned red. And so in the middle, like, you know, you typically stop at least a couple feet before you reach the lights. But right when he gets towards the where the crosswalk is, that's only when he finally starts stopping. But because it's so, the visibility is so bad and the path is so bad, he ends up all the way in the middle of the intersection. So that's where he stops. And we were so, so lucky that no cars happened to be coming at that time. Otherwise, we were just like in this dead center. Like we would have been crushed from two different directions. And so I was like, dude, let's just make a run for it. We can't stop here. And so we just went. And like right after we left, two cars came behind us from two different directions. So it could have ended really badly. But then I wish that's where the story ended, but then it happened again.
Oh my.
So we were like, okay, we'll still go to Savers. It's fine. We're already all the way here. Again, we make a wrong turn. We're at the wrong place. We're just very frazzled at this point. And it happens again. We start sliding, even when we're trying to stop. And I'm just trying my best as a passenger to not freak out. He's trying his best not to start, you know, not panic, because I mean the worst thing you can do is panic. But again, we're making a turn on that highway and then we're slipping again, and I see a car coming on the side. I was like, dude, just book it, we have to go. And so we do it again, and the rest of the way home we just quiet. We're just like, we're going home, just completely quiet, didn't say a single word, made it back. And then after we were home, I just went into my bed directly and just was quiet. And yeah,
you have great stories about just getting from one place to another. Said earlier, you are just 5'1", and the snow here can sometimes be taller than 5'1". So you said you had a story about just getting to one of the buildings here on Concordia's campus from one of the dorms.
Yes. So I lived on one of the dorms that was, if anyone knows Concordia, it's Bo Olson, so one of the typical apartments there. So it was quite literally across the street from our gym that we have on campus. So it's about, I don't know, Scott, how far would you say there are? Like 200 feet?
Yeah, 100 yards, let's say.
Yeah, 100 yards. Okay. So it's literally just, you exit the building, you go straight, and then there's an intersection where you cross the street and that's it. It's not much at all. So it was one of the rare days where Concordia had decided to give us a snow day. Like if anyone knows anything about Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota, Concordia is known for never ever giving snow days off for its students and faculty. So this was one of those rare times when we had a day off. And so I don't know why I was so motivated. You could look outside and you could see how high the snow was, but I was like, it can't be that bad. Like, come on. And I was just, you know, one of those days where you're just like, I've just been inside all day. I feel guilty. I just need to go outside and do something so I feel productive about my day. So I convinced my friend, who happened to be my neighbor in the building, to come with me to the gym. That was, you know, it's just 100 yards away. So we were like, why not? Let's try to feel productive. And so immediately, as soon as we opened the door, outside of the apartment. We can't because there's so much snow that the door is shut in from the snow. The snow is like 2 feet tall just in front of the apartment door. That should have been our sign to turn around. But I was, I don't know, full of young hope, I guess, and motivation. So I was like, ah, we can do this. So I just grabbed the shovel that was next to the door, shovel our way out up until where we can open the door. So we opened the door and we just walk like maybe 5 yards away and realize the snow is almost 4 feet tall. So it's coming up to like above my waist, so almost my stomach. And so there's wind blowing very, very hard and very fast. And we can't see where the pavement is. I don't know where the sidewalk starts. I don't know where, like, I don't know anything. But we're just like, you know what? We can do this. It's just there. Every time we said, and we can clearly tell that we're the only people who've been stupid enough to come outside of our building today because we're creating the footsteps, the footpath. So we're like, great. So I'm just leading her and she's behind me. She's like, Prashant, no, let's go back. I was like, no, like, come on. It's just right there. Come on, let's go. We're already outside. Let's just keep going. We keep going. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe the terrain is weird or maybe it was a slight incline, but it gets higher and higher, the snow. And I'm just like, come on, Fatima, come on, we can go, it's right there. And it just keeps getting higher and higher. I didn't realize she was behind me, like filming everything, just great. But we're just, it's not even walking at that point, it's like hopping. So we're just like jumping, trying to get across. And then we finally make it to the intersection. It took us way too long. We're just like hopping and jumping and like we're creating the path and get to the intersection. We can't see anything. We don't know if there's cars in front of us or not because the visibility is so bad. And while we're trying to cross the street, my friend slips on some ice in the middle of the crosswalk. And so that was very eventful. We did make it to the gym. We did have I don't know if it was a good workout. Clearly it was not worth it looking back, but we did. And on our way back, we just stepped on our steps right back to make it back into our apartment.
And you survived.
Yes, I survived to tell the tale.
Yes. Those are marvelous stories. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yay. Thank you, ma'am.
You are welcome. I don't know if I told them the best way I could have, but...
Well, 3 weeks from now, you'll get a better idea and you have to call me.
Sure.
Okay, anything else going on over there?
No, not really. It's just been work, sleep, eat.
Well, the little bits that I see that you post, work seems to be at least with people you like.
Yes.
And life seems to be more good than not.
Yeah, more highs than lows.
Cool.
How are you? Did Ascent actually shut down? I've been meaning to ask you.
What do you know about Vinny?
Well, you told me he has Alzheimer's.
No, Parkinson's.
Parkinson's. Sorry, I always get those two confused.
And Heather's had some health issues, and the kids are young. So I would not say it's shut down. I haven't asked him what he's thinking. I would just say it's sort of suspended right now while he gets his ducks in a row.
Got it. Makes sense. Right. Last time you said it would be shut down. So I was like,
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be quiet for a couple of years until he gets, you know, the kids are a little older, a little more independent, and things are settled. But nope, my little time with it's done. And so I'm just going to let it be whatever it is.
Sure thing. Makes sense. Oh, I do have a request to make before I have you go.
Okay.
Do you know of anyone looking for, I don't know, freelance editors or something? I miss doing. I have not done proper writing in a long time.
And are you talking copy editing, like, you know, grammar checks? Or are you talking actual writing?
Anything.
Okay. I do not, but right next to me, Erin, you know, she has her own business for doing that. So I will ask her what clients she might be able to send your way.
Sure.
Okay. I will chat with her. Monday is MLK Day, so I may not see her on Monday, but certainly by the end of Tuesday, I should have an answer for you.
Will do.
Now tell me a joke.
So isn't it Saturday there?
Yes.
Why are you in the office?
Because I have, with you now, 5 recordings to make today. 2 of them are podcasts for Frames Magazine. 3 of them are winter stories. So
I love how you say winter, not winter.
Winter. Winter stories.
Winter stories.
Okay. Tell me a joke.
Okay. A rabbi, a priest, and a police officer walk into a bar. That's it.
Two men walk into a bar. You'd think one of them would have seen it. Hmm? Think about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hi, horse. Why the long face?"
I mean, I've heard that one.
Okay. Anyway,
I had a bunch of dad jokes, but you see, every time you ask me for a joke, I have nothing. But any other time, I have so many jokes.
Okay. I expect you to start keeping a journal.
Sure.
Okay. Take care, Prashansa. It is, as always, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, too.
Have a good night.
Have fun. You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.